December 8, 2021. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Murad Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. As-salamu alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the tafsir of Imam Warfuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blogtalkradiomaradspeaks.com and you'll be able to listen to the talks that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua, and then we will continue where we left off last Thursday. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihu kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. The Ramadan session, topic, man and the universe as mates, created for each other, its timeless relevancy. Lecturer, Imam W.D. Muhammad. Revelation gave man, pardon me, idol worshippers, pagans, uneducated. In the religion of the Greeks before they converted to Christianity or other religion, they were what we would call pagans or idol worshippers. We should get away from the idea, the thinking, that just because people worship idols or had idols, that means that they were barbaric or savage, ignorant, uneducated, not scientific. No, we have to get away from that. That is not true. People had the sciences and education, all of that, in the medieval age, in ancient times, going way back, further than we can record. Their language was different, and how they presented it was different. But they had science. This material universe yield up knowledge and science to whomsoever engages it, and that has existed since man has been on this planet Earth with his intelligence and his curiosity. Revelation gave man his purpose and God's creation. No, they had great civilization. They had great science. They had cultural beauty in everything, ancient nations. But their language was different, and they had not been enlightened as to the purpose for their creation. Human creation on this planet Earth or in this universe, that is what they were missing. That only came by revelation from God. Then man was able to understand his purpose and place in God's creation and how he is to perform as a creation of God or servant of God. That came later, but it does not mean that they did not have advanced cultures and advanced civilization. They did. And they even had advanced knowledge of human excellence. So human society had to find and understand the nature in its purity that God made. That is why in the Quran, Allah recognizes that. That's why in the Quran, Allah Most High, he says, this religion is the religion of origin, the origin upon which God patterned the faith, the religion, Dini, Hanafi, Fatiratal, Lahil, Leiti, Fatiran, Nasi'a Aleha. The origin upon which human society was formed or originated. So human society was originated upon an original pattern original pattern is a pattern made by God, the origin. So society could not have advanced because it did not have revelation from God. But in order for society to advance, it had to be able to find or see and understand the nature in its purity that God made. Or if they did not believe in a creator that they discovered, then they could pattern their society upon that original pattern so that the original pattern lives and finds expression in their culture or in their life and knowledge. That is what Allah is telling us, not me. He is telling us with his words in the Quran. So Allah is saying, nations, before me, revelation, formed, developed, and made progress. But they did not do it without discovering or recognizing the original design in creation for the human life to be established and prosper. So it says that the religion of Quran is that religion, Deen al-Fitra Lati, the religion of origin, which Fatira Nasiya Aleha, the human society, was patterned upon. That means all societies, all nations, and some degree, even primitive society is responding to that original pattern that God made. There is no other way for them to respond except to respond to that original pattern. Man cannot create himself or create himself over and reject the original creation. He has to work with what he has, his original creation. And the more he respects the beauty and excellence of that original creation, the more he will prosper. The sanctuary, there is a sign there of the original light. So we are on the concept of sanctuary. And we first brought our attention to the sanctuary for the Hadiths. And there is a sign there of the original life God gave us when he made the universe or the creation. And we have the house there. The house is called Kaaba. Qibla is determined by the location of the Kaaba. So the house itself has a precious stone called the Black Stone. And the Black Stone was put into the corner with the hands of the Prophet himself. Some chiefs of Mecca decided that they were going to restore the house. The house was in bad repair. And Arab history says there was a great flood in that area. I don't know where it came from, but they say they were a great flood in that area. And it damaged the Kaaba. And I know where the flood is here, but I don't know about there. I know we are flooded out. Aquarius, symbolic of a moral flood. It started with the time way back there in the 1950s or the early 1960s when the song got to be real popular called the Age of Aquarius. It went, this is the Age of Aquarius. Great flooding was beginning. And it continued. It built up and drowned out as many as it could in the 1960s. And it continued in the 1970s, the 1980s, and by the 1990s, there was no more water, just fire. It went from one extreme to another and started burning us up with sexual lust and insane passion. So the orchestrator is the Satan himself. So this is not a mystery. In the Quran, it says, Agniru Haq, the hellfire is real. So it is plain language. It is no superstition. It is not mystery. It is reality. So the house is called Al-Bayt, and it also is called Kaaba. And because of the location of the house, that place, where it is in Mecca, the location is Qibla. Qibla means orientation from direction. Qibla means you look to, you turn there to that place for direction. So if it is on a map and you look at the United States and whatever is between the United States and Arabia, and then you look at the border from where we entered Arabia to that location. In that location is the direction. Surat al-Mustaqim is a concept for the thinker, philosopher, and scientist. So you know sight vision is broad because the lens captures a broad space, but light travels in a straight line. And since light travels in a straight line, vision also travels in a straight line. When I look at an object, whether it is your face or the camera, I don't have to make my sight go straight. Automatically it goes straight. It goes straight to the mark, no curve. Surat al-Mustaqim. That brings me to say Surat al-Mustaqim is not just moral, spiritual, being upright as a decent person. Surat al-Mustaqim is also a concept, also, for the thinker, for the philosopher, for the scientist. If you are going to use God's light and use your eyes and your sight, your vision, then respect what God has created. My light travels in a straight line. Why do you make it crooked? I have created your vision and it goes in a straight line. Now, why do you make it crooked? And they're always talking about signs. There are signs everywhere. The people were told about the signs of God in creation, and how the ignorant masses or the large number of people have no awareness of it at all. They go along absent-minded, be heedless, paying no attention to the signs of God. But that few who have patterned their society, their production, and their creation or whatever upon the original science that they find in the creation of God, they can be challenged upon the basis of their own establishment, their own logic, their own thinking, their own works, you say. Why have you followed logic to this point and then stopped using it when God speaks to you? Now your logic is working, showing consistency, not confusion and contradiction. But as soon as God comes in the picture, now your logic goes crazy. Your logic is gone. Now you are saying that light travels crooked. No, it's not crooked. It's straight. So they give us a crooked knowledge to take us away from our God and true God, creator of everything. Kaaba means vital connection. So the house itself is Bayt al-Bayt. It's called Kaaba. It is important to understand when you say Kaaba, that is not enough. When you say home, that is not enough. But when you say Kaaba now, that is where the knowledge is for identifying the house and knowing what that house means in our lives. It is given in the term Kaaba. Kaaba means vital connections that are necessary and important. Without these connections, you do not have the house, vital, most important connection. That's what Kaaba means. So the connections for our home life begins with Adam having a mate, or begin with Brother Sharif having a wife, Sister Salima. Don't look for them. I'm forming them as I go. And like the movies, when they show you the acknowledgments, they say, any connection with the person is just a coincidence. Isn't that the history of the Genesis? Isn't that the history of the beginning of mankind in Islam too? That God made a male and then he made of the male a female. So if he made of the male a female, he made them both of the same essence. So he made a male first and then he made a female. Now, don't think anymore of the flesh man and the flesh woman. Think, okay, that's okay, kindergarten for Muslims. That's okay to have that idea. But you who are students, you are now listening to a student, and we want to have knowledge, not just stories. So it starts with a mate, a husband and a wife, a male and a female coming together. That is the only way we can extend and populate the earth with people. So we cannot extend or life can extend our life or populate the earth with people unless we mate with one another. Male and female has to mate. I said to not think of the flesh right now. Think of community. From the beginning of this earth, we are talking about community. Science, the secular world, will give us history and theories of how man formed on the earth and progress. Religion is not giving us a picture of flesh population. It is giving us a picture of community development and how the establishment of community life was designed into our very creation by God, and that it is natural heritage, inheritance of every one of us to have the support community life. So man, animal have knowledge in their genes. So the bird comes here and knows when it is time to have baby birds, knows to start getting the straw and whatever to make a home for the baby. And it knows how to make its home. No man taught the bird to make his home round and make it of this particular straw or soft dry stuff. The bird knows by virtue of its own creation, its own life, that its life as it comes into existence knows that. So it will know what to do when time comes, and it does it. It is the same for humans. You don't have to teach a baby to crawl. It is going to crawl. We give them help, but you don't have to teach them to walk. It is going to walk because it sees you walking. So you're not an English teacher, but the baby learns to speak your language just by listening to you. So they are great development. This is nothing to push aside like it's nothing. No. That's the beginning of life, and it is clocked into our very composition as flesh, as people, and it expresses itself automatically inside when the time comes. So when the situation presents itself, the light responds to the situation, and it does what God has designed for it to do. So family life evolved naturally, but it is now threatened. And don't you know if we just depend on nothing but the original life right now? If African American people depended on nothing but the original life, we would be better off than we are right now. Because at least we would learn to work, to walk, pardon me. We would come here ready to crawl, to walk, and we would come here ready and know how to love one another and be family. God clocked all of that into our creation, into our nature, into our very flesh. He put that. But the world deceived us, and then we lose the original life. We lose the interest to be nice and loving to each other, to have spirit, to be family, not causing problems for each other, but working together in unity as a unit. And your education, your schooling, the academia world tells you the family is the first unit of society. And that is what we have lost, family. Not just African American now or black. This big problem has taken over all people and all religions. Yes, all the religious people are suffering from the corruption of the family. So man comes here without education, without science and industry, Man comes here knowing how to establish his life, just like the bird knows how to establish theirs, just like the bees know how to establish theirs, just like the other creatures know how to establish theirs that are not human. Man comes here with the ability to establish his own social pattern. And it begins with family. For community life, family is a small community. That is what family is, a small community. So if you stay in touch with your relatives, then family becomes a big community. Tribes become so big, they are almost like a nation, just one tribe. In fact, when you read the history of the people of the book, their tribes become nations. So scripture is not addressing flesh creation, but how community life is born. So I have to say again, because I think many of you missed the most important thing I'm saying. From the beginning, the scripture is not addressing flesh creation. It is addressing our community life, how community life is born. So when it says male and female, where is the male? The male is the brain. Why is he the brain? Because the male has to go out and hunt. The male has to go out and risk his life in the wild environment for the beginning of family life. He has to risk his life out there. He has to discover things that he needs at home for his wife. And he relates to her to know what he should be looking for out there in the field or in the wilderness. She lets him know, honey, we're going to need something to sit on. This ground is cold and hot. Baby, we need something to sleep on, and we don't know when the wind and the rain is going to come on us. We need walls built up, and we need a cover over our head. So the wife is the one who gives the requisition. So she is the one who gives the requisition. She makes the request and gives the bill. Go out and get it, baby. And if he is a natural man in the original pattern made by our Creator, he goes out there and gets it. He doesn't tell her, I don't have a job. That original woman will say to him, and you have no wife. Don't you know my original nature called for a man? What is this speaking to me? You are worse off than a baby. We have to make it relevant, don't we? Don't leave it up in this. Bring it down here where the real deal is. So the new wife, so he goes out and he brings her these things. And pretty soon the family gets big. So you have somebody next door, down the road, belonging to the family, needing the same thing. And this development grows, and after a while, they call it a town. They call it community. So this is our community, our town. So when a town is established, when the community life is established, where those private people have a public that they are responsible for, that public, whether we call it town, city, village, or whatever, that's white, the new white. That is the most important white. And the man who puts their heads together, and I'm sure sometimes women get into the work too. Whoever was responsible for building that community life up is the husband. That's scripture, the husband man in the Bible. The husband man, and I think they have a profession called husbandry, taking care of animals and plants, and animals can't survive or exist without some plants. You'd better have some plants if you have animals, unless they are carnivorous and eat no plants. But they still have to have plants. There is no way to not have plants. So the language is there to support what I'm bringing home to you. That is what I'm showing you. So occasionally, you see me go to the language of the world, right? That's to show you that to prove that this is the right picture that I'm presenting to you. I go and find evidence of this being in the history of a man's life and growth on this planet Earth. It is still in his language. If I was speaking to a leader in the Vatican, I could have said everything I said to you in about 10 minutes. Don't think that we are only ones who know things. Among all people, there are those who know something about what I'm bringing to you right now. Maybe not in the exact language that I'm giving it to you, but they have been given the concept, the idea. They have the concept. But it is us who have to be given this from the first time and educated in this knowledge, because they are not going to share it. They think it is supposed to be kept secret, and they are wrong. Muslim leadership fails because they are deceived into using the strategy of the Christian and the Jews. So Muhammad came and God sent him into the world to show them that they were wrong, and in time the followers of Muhammad, with the knowledge of science, they got deceived. Why is our religion leaders of Islam cannot perform as the original followers of Muhammad, perform under his leadership? Why can't they do that anymore? It is because they have been deceived. They have been deceived by their minds to take up the strategy of the Christians and the Jews, compete with them, rejecting them, condemning them, but being influenced without them even knowing it to use their strategy. The darling did not stray intentionally. That wasn't Jesus Christ. That is why the Christians and the followers of Jesus Christ are one who strayed. They miss what they should have been all about. They are the darlings in the Quran. They are not the only darlings now. But that word is more descriptive of the Christian world, not Christian leadership necessarily. It is more descriptive of the Christian world than it is of any other people or religion. The darling means you did not do it intentionally. You strayed because of ignorance or lack of or missing the right direction. After all, Muhammad the prophet was of the darling. He says, "We found you straying and we guided you," Muhammad himself. So we are going well and I'm comfortable now. So this is from Quran, but Allah says, do not rush with the Quran. I know you read it. If you are reading it in the month of Ramadan, you read it already. You read it already. Do not rush with the Quran. So I don't like to rush. When this discussion I give you, I'm not preaching to make you shout. I'm not talking to make you go out of your mind. I'm talking to have you think and to think you need to not go so fast. So I'm not rushing you. I could, but you need time for it to soak in. What is the best rain according to the Quran? Is that rain that comes steadily but slowly and in light quantity? That's the best rain in the Quran. The sanctuary, I have already mentioned that. The people of the book were told to make their homes their sanctuary because the world was too difficult for the life they wanted to live and establish. They would be seen practicing somebody would be planning to destroy their life. So you practice at home in privacy. Then you are not aware of what you have as your life. Pardon me. They are not aware of what you have as your life. So when you come out in the public, they just see you going about the streets and getting into the place they made for you, shopping at their businesses or whatever. They don't know at home you have an entirely different world. Don't you know it's almost like that now for us? Everybody says we are going to have our ears in the park. With all this talk about terrorism, you are taking a great risk, so stop being weak. Get your head together with each other. Put your head together, sell some bean pies like the Nation of Islam has, or something. Have a cake bake or whatever, something like Reggie Ann cookies. Go out there on the street and sell some Reggie Ann cookies. And be sure that you have a month or so before the Eid day, so you will have enough money to rent a facility. If you don't have one, rent a facility. And have the people protected by walls from this corrupt, crazy world where they can enjoy the Eid inside. So that is where burns at night, that is where bums at night and other places. They don't have a home until the police come by, catch them and tell them that they have to move on. Isn't that something? A man who does not have a home, the police will run him out of the park, won't even let the man sleep on the ground. I guess you have to do that to keep civilization moving. Adam is an individual and a community type. The concept is always community. So Adam is a singular person, and Adam is also a type. So he is a picture or type of the community life in his one picture, because the original life God made us to have is established in Adam, his soul, his spirit, and his intelligence. So if he is truly Adam, then all of that is working as his creator designed it to work, the way he relates to his wife, the way he relates to his responsibility as a husband or the head of the family. All that is in accord with God's plan for human life, if he is truly Adam. But you know, the Satan seduced Adam and caused Adam and his wife, in the language of the Quran, to come out of the original clothing or original dress that God put them in. So it is not the kind of clothing that comes immediately to mind. God makes it clear to us what kind of clothing it is. It is the clothing of righteousness. Righteousness for the soul, righteousness for the spirit, and righteousness for the mind. Righteousness for your purpose, etc. A complete righteous life. So the Satan seduced our first parents to come out of the original life of righteousness that God put us in naturally. And Muhammad is proof of that. He lived amongst idol worshippers, amongst pagans, who were doing shameless things in the public. Some of you, I think you know of the history. You could be traveling on the road and you could see a person urinating and even doing worse than that, having sex right in the view of the public. That was the condition of those people back then. Not all of them, but many of them were like that. It was called the time of Jahiliyyah, the time of ignorance. That is what Muhammad was born in. So Jesus and Muhammad are seen together in their purpose. Jesus Christ as a sign points to Muhammad. One as a sign points to the original life that we need in order to respond, in order to prosper, pardon me, on this earth. The plan for life from God, from Creator, that is in us when we are born. Jesus is a sign pointing to that, pointing to the Kaaba, because that is a symbol, a sign of what I'm talking about. The Kaaba is nothing but a symbol or a sign of what we're talking about. the original life and the original life pattern. So Jesus Christ is the sign, Muhammad is the God. So Muhammad now is not a sign pointing to that. Muhammad is the teacher leading us to that. So one is a sign, Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus is the sign, Muhammad the God. So the leader guiding us to that. And he himself, like Jesus Christ, was already constituted in that as perfectly as Adam was constituted when God first made him. Do you know what I'm saying? Praise be to Allah. So Muhammad the prophet, and there will come a time when the people of the world will see me and Jesus together, agreeing in their purpose, not disagreeing. Imam W. Dean Muhammad is a child of our woman. And I thank Allah, I thank God, the son of Elijah Muhammad, has found it and seen it and understand it clearly and know that the knowledge has come into our hands now. What comes into my hand comes into your hand. So you can't say that if it comes into another people's hand. Can you say that? If this had come into a people other than you, can you say that? Well, it came into their hand, and now it's in our hand. No, I am a product of your woman. See how we can talk now? I am a child of your woman. So your mother and my mother are the same. It came into my hand, and it is in your hand. So in concluding this part, we have dual prayer later. And after dual prayer, we will resume the session right here. In the Quran, angels are mentioned by the name of Herod and Mary and the people of the book before the time of Jesus Christ, peace be upon the servant of God. And after, I would say too, but mainly before the time of Jesus, during the time of the great glorious days for Jewish people in the time of Solomon, the wise, the great king, on him be peace. It is said in the Quran that they were taught certain magic by the two angels, Herod and Mary. And with this magic, which means mysterious sciences, really there is no word that actually is magic. The translator was trying to convey the idea to the readers in English. It don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that. That is why we need to discuss these things. We need commentary. So anyway, Allah revealed to Muhammad that the angels showed them how to affect the relationship of husband and wife with the knowledge. But Allah revealed to Muhammad that they never shared that knowledge with those special leaders before telling them that this is a trial and do not become disbeliever, and that such knowledge is dangerous in the hands of fools. They were warned, weren't they? That is what Allah says in the Quran. They were warned before they were given the knowledge. So Kaaba points to family. Going back to word Kaaba, Kaaba is a sign or symbol that wants us to give to gravitate, see with our vision, let our sight gravitate to the origin of family, community life, and understand that this symbol or sign called Kaaba, or the first house built for mankind, is a house that can only be created and can only stand if certain connections are respected, if certain leaderships are held sacred, respected, and supported. So marriage relationships should not be based on sex. The relationship of man to wife or husband to wife is not sexual, but the sex is a necessary element. That's all. That relationship should never be based upon sex. Even the lower animals do not base their sexual relationship upon sexual pleasure. They have that pleasure and realize that now the product of that action or that intercourse, the product of it is now in the female, and she changes her behavior and gets serious about being a mother even before the baby comes. So this is for animals. And when the baby comes already, she is devoted to the life of that baby. So the purpose of mating is to extend life, to keep life existing and to care for life so that after the present ones are gone, the life continues in the best form. So this is devotion to community life, isn't it? So the sexual act should be devoted to community life. Your sexual act should be devoted to community life. So this is necessarily in man before the world of commercialism spoil them. This is natural in man and natural in woman. They see a wife as a future. The natural man in his original nature sees the wife as the future. The wife sees the husband as the future. So they look to family, to having babies and having more company than just one or two people, to a growing future of family organizations of people, loving and working with one another and supporting each other, family life, and extending the productivity and the excellence of the life. So that's what they see. And that is what community life should be. Sex, a beautiful flower with pollen. And when we take sex for nothing but sex, we are less than animals. If that is what your wife is to you, your sex thing, you are less than an animal, my brother. I never had it in my spirit to see sex as just sex, a dirty thing. I always had it in my spirit. Do you know what sex was to me? A beautiful flower with pollen. It looks nice and smells nice, and it mixes with the pollen from another, the opposite light, and it reproduces. And when it reproduces, you get fruit here. The plant has been transformed. It is no more just a plant bearing leaves and flowers. Now it is a plant bearing fruit, the fruit of Islam. Look at yourself, brother fruit. Is your production sweet smelling? Is your production tasty and giving us energy to do our work, to keep moving and doing things? We call yourself the fruit of Islam. You'd better think about that. You have to do more than sell bean pies. I'm serious. I love you, my brother. You have to do more than sell bean pies and wear bow ties. Corruption has spread it over the land and the sea. I think I'll write me a song, Bean Pies and Bow Ties, Until the Sunrise. I don't think I'm making fun of my brothers. I'm not. The Quran is addressing something that is in the, is that is the main cause for corruption of society and the world. So we have people who have gotten science from the revelation of God, and they are using the science to corrupt the relationship of man and wife and corrupt family life. And they know that if they can corrupt family life, they can corrupt the whole society and eventually the whole world. And that is what has happened. The prediction is in the scripture. It says corruption has spread it over the land and sea. It is in the Quran too, in different words. So how do they manage that? They manage that by giving you a different way to see human life. They give you a different way to see human life, and that way that they give you to see human life is not in accord with what with the way God made human life originally. God made human life to develop upon definite natural designs or plans. Then what they give you will undo the life, the vital connection that God made for life. That signified in the term Kaaba, these vital connections will be lost. Don't think everything in the Bible is coming from the righteous and are said by a people who are in the position of those in the way of God. No. For an example, let's go down to confound their language so that they babble and speak no more. That means speak intelligently no more. So this is in the Quran too. A reference to this is in the Quran. And another verse says, let us cast thy bond asunder so that they be a people no more. Do you hear that? That is in the Bible. Let us cast their bond asunder so that they be a people no more. Asunder means to separate their bonds. Throw them away from each other so that they cannot come together and be bonded again. Don't you see all that happening in the world? Do you see what has happened to us as a people? We have had our original focus taken away from us by attractions of the world, and we don't focus on human life like we used to in the South when we were fearing God. We don't focus on family life like we did when we were in the South, fearing Allah, fearing God. We called him Jesus, or whatever you called him. He was a superior. It was the supernatural. But God doesn't blame you for your ignorance. You call him in the name of Mojo Wojo. That ain't his name. He won't hear you. He knows your heart. He knows the whispering of your heart before you even become a word in your mind. This is Quran. So he is not going to blame you for saying Mojo Wojo. Now, don't look for that in the dictionary. I formed that as I was going to. So he is going to answer you as if you called him by the name Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is going to respond to you the same way. He is going to respond to you as though you said subhanahu wa ta'ala. I said that because a lot of you all who join the theater of life, that's your expression. You say it so much, you think something is wrong with my religion or my faith because I don't say it as much as you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My heart, every time it beats, is saying subhanahu wa ta'ala. Praise be to Allah. So we know the life is not in the show. It is in the heart. Praise be to Allah. So they break the tie, the connection for human life. They confuse them and cause you to depart from them. And that puts you in position to be made all over again by the wicked world. Then the wicked world makes you, and when they make you for their end. And what is that end? Money and power. So Kaaba has spiritual connections. Yes. The guidance for understanding the important connections go first directly to the foot. Isn't that something? The human foot, because actually the word Kaaba, for the person who speaks the Arabic language, it brings their attention to the ankle that is called Kaab. Kaabatin means the ankle, so the two ankles. So it is the connection for the foot with the leg. And it is interpreted to say spiritual connection. Because actually, it requires an effort on the part of the baby standing up for the first time. It requires a great effort. And that great effort has to have spiritual connections. The effort has to concentrate the whole life, the soul, energy, the mind, all of the energy of the body, of the whole child's life. Existence has been concentrated. It has to concentrate for that child to stand up and hold balance for the first time. But once that child is able to manage that and practice it for a while, the rule is in the flesh at all that Allah planned and established takes over. Then he doesn't have to use his conscious mind anymore. He stands up and balances and walks without any attention from his mind at all, just like the bird knows when to start looking, for some dry grass or straw to build that nest. Man walks on balls. Now, he's standing upon a ball. The ankle is a ball, a swivel, standing upon a swivel. He's balancing upon a swivel. You see some of the police officers going through the park in the streets, and they are on two wheels. They're standing on it, and it has a motor. And the two wheels are left and right, just like the feet. And after they practice it for a while, it's easy. Yeah. It's easy because God had put it in the nature already to balance upon the two balls. All of us are going down the street upon two balls, the ankles. The wise, a long time ago, looked into the design of the human body, and they extracted the knowledge. And then they said, the man's life is spiritual, and to establish yourself, you need to be spiritually awakened. So Jesus' picture held spiritual science. Now in the church, you hear this, and you think it means feeling. It is much more than feeling. So this is science. The higher up they know the science from Jesus Christ as a human figure. So they got light and science. That's what has been communicated to them out of the physical picture of Jesus Christ. Great spiritual sciences. And we have gotten it from Muhammad directly, from revelation that he has given us. It is in the context of the Quran. Great spiritual sciences. Now, those great spiritual scientists for managing human life, protecting and preserving human life in the original excellence and beauty that God wants for us, the progress or progressing it, these sciences are still in the Quran. They are there. But the secular world took from the Bible, from other religions, but mainly from the Bible and the Quran. So the Quran was the last big boost for scientific world that we are in right now. Fraud is really a fraud. The Quran was the last big boost for that world coming from God, the revelation coming from God. They took it and they established psychoanalysis. Fraud is really a fraud. The father of psychoanalysts called Sigmund Freud. He is a dog, Sigmund, Sigmund man, and he is a pony, Sigmund Freud. Oh, I tell you, they gave him the name. It's clear as day. They never thought a fool, a donkey, would peek their whole car, but it did. That is what they called us. They think we all are donkeys. Prometheus stole a heavenly fire. Yeah. Sigmund Freud took psychoanalysis, and from psychoanalysis, as psychoanalysis, finally clinical psychiatry. All of this had developed in time. Where did they get it? From God. Did this happen for the first time in Western civilization? No. The Greeks said Prometheus, a rebel amongst the elite, stole the fire from heaven. And this world wants us to think the Greeks, they were philosophers, but they were not religious. They didn't believe in God. That's a lie. They had a strong religion. They had a great religion, and they focused on Adam and his original parents. That's what they focus on. And that is how they were able to form a great republic and guide their descendants from Europe to science and psychology and all of the other great benefits they've had. But they went to sleep and lost all of that. And it was the Quran and Muhammad that reawakened their minds and showed them how they were even to perceive or understand their ancient knowledge. And it caused them to have a revival. And that is what we are seeing right now. We are in the world now. We are in their world now. They had a great revival, and we are in their world. That would not have been possible for them if it was not for the coming of the Quran and the life of Prophet Muhammad as the leader of mankind. But Memphis stole the heavenly fire. So Memphis stole the heavenly fire. That means he disagreed with those who were agreeing to keep it in accord with the best nature God made. And he used it as a tool, an instrument for taking over the life of human beings. He wanted to become their master, their God. Isn't that what the scripture says will happen in the world? Now, this is not Greek philosophy. Now, I'm going into the Bible, scripture. Bible says, rejoice not while Palestine, for out of the serpent root shall come a flying cockatrice. And also it says that the old serpent became a flying serpent. Yes. And it also says that Lucifer, the Satan, the devil, that fell from heaven, he aspired to rise upon their air. And putting it together, and I can put it together quick. Now that God has shown me these things, I don't need to go all over the Bible for it. So I bring the things that are connected, and I bring them to you right away. Satan's will rise upon the air. It says that he will rise upon the air. What is the air? Is the air this air? No, although he did that too. Well, he didn't do it, but his scientists in the West, under his influence, under his spell, they were able to be scientific and got an airplane up there. And they are flying in the air and everything. In fact, they are moving about in space that has no air, in airless space. They just shoot straight through the airless space and land on the moon, controlling you from a space station in your soul. Getting back to the real thing, it says, he will rise upon the air, become a prince of the air, not their air, your spirit, human spirit. He will rise upon your human spirit. After he remakes your spirit, reforms your spirit, then he knows how to ride that spirit that he made. He will ride upon the spirit and ascend above your head and be working on you from afar, controlling you from a space station in your soul. But he's not through. The control is completely out of the original hand of the original man. The Bible says that that his aim is to go up higher enough so he will reach the throne, the very seat of God, and sit on it, performing as though he is God. Yes, he will. That's what has happened. He has taken over the abstract life. That's the most precious life. Our most precious life is not our flesh, bones, and all that physical stuff. Our most precious life is our conscience and how our intelligence develops inside of it. That is the most precious life. And if he can take over your psyche our intelligent activity in our soul and psyche, if he can take over that and manage it without our knowing how he has infiltrated or that he has invaded our own life. He has taken over our control. He has us thinking that we are controlling our life, and the control is completely out of the original hand of the original man. This is a reality we have to deal with. This is the reality we have to face. So when we read in the Quran, let us get the light and help that God has revealed for dealing with this thing and defeating it in our life and in our families and in our community. We have the light and the power to defeat it in our life, in our family, and in our community life. We have it as plain as day. We can defeat it. Imam W.D. Muhammad has faith in us. I said, yesterday, I believe in you. I have faith in you. I wouldn't be working this hard day and night for this work, for this cause, if I didn't believe in you. I believe in you, so you believe in me. You don't have to have a scholar from Al-Azhar University or a degree from Mecca, Medina, or from anywhere. You don't have to have any of that. You can have nothing. You can come here streaming. And if you listen to me long enough, buddy, we will become great workers for the cause. And we will accomplish it. Oh, yes, we will accomplish it in our lifetime. And if we will have a great society here in the United States, we are going to do it. We are doing it. And we are making progress. And we are going to complete it. So we know the schemes of Satan, and Allah said, fight the schemes of Satan, for his schemes are weak, meaning it depends only on human weakness. He doesn't come to a strong religious person with that. No, he has to corrupt the weak and put so much corruption in the environment of the strong to take over the environment, to take over the community. So he doesn't come to the to strength. He goes around strength. He doesn't want that. He is looking for weaknesses. He comes to weaknesses, and he knows that if he can get the weak that are in the majority. Understand this. Allah says that most of the Christians, they are disbelievers. Yes. And you look at them in the light, you know that. You came up amongst them, not just in this time of climatic corruption, but even before. You know that most of the Christians, they couldn't be trusted. You would not trust most of them. You would trust a few of them. You know the few that you could trust. You had a church, a congregation, and you knew a lot of them in there were not right. You knew that. I heard somebody say, yes, I wasn't right in there myself. Well, I hope you're right in this. And I believe you are. I believe you. I trust you. You're right here. Eschatological times for events. So what I want to say is this is the time that all of those things that were predicted came together and they reached their fulfillment, their biggest possible presence on this earth. That time has come already. It can't go any further. No, they are done. Everything that was prophesied has happened. Corruption that will spread over land and sea and reach everybody. That has happened. People will be made to babble and not speak intelligently. That has happened. Everything that you see in Scripture pointing to the end of time, what they call eschatological eschatological time for events and develop because of man's growing life on this planet Earth. Yes, we have reached it. We are living in that day. Sadaqallahu al-Adeem, surely Allah speaks. We thank New Africa, excellent Murad speaks, for allowing us to come before you once again. We will continue this tomorrow at 7 p.m., inshallah. It only means that it please God. We thank New Africa, excellent Enterprise, Murad speaks, for allowing us to come before you once again. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. We thank Allah. We're asking Allah to bless us, strengthen our faith and guide our steps, and have mercy on all of us. As I greet you in the Arabic language, Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. And thank you for listening.